but even so, very little of what we watched help us make sense of this moment. We're bored, we're anxious, we're overworked, or worse, unemployed. We've had lots of time to get to know ourselves better, which often leaves us more bewildered and less trusting of our judgment. We're drained. We give up and watch The Office again, though there are worse things. This isn't the time to be hard on ourselves for not knowing exactly what we want, except to continue to remain healthy and alive, and to do what we can do to make sure the same goes for our neighbors and loved ones. Amid the pandemic's worst days of New York's first wave, those days in April when the numbers of cases and deaths continued to climb, when refrigerated trucks lined up to keep corpses from rotting, when we had no idea how or if this horror could be stemmed, one of my neighbors stepped out onto his fire escape during the evening cheer and recreated Jimi Hendrix's "The Star-Spangled Banner" on his guitar. The notes wailed and withered, swelled and crested, a story we'd heard a million times yet somehow needed to hear right then. Those of us listening from our windows, perhaps out of laziness or depression, still in our PJs at 7 p.m., clung to its ragged majesty. Why didn't our forebears choose a more singable national anthem? Because they were waiting for the invention of the electric guitar. We're tired, with good reason, but our flag is still there. This virus attacks the weakest and most vulnerable and has thus disproportionately affected certain portions of the population. All the rules and restrictions have made us weary, yet it's more important than ever to be vigilant. When the U.S. COVID-19 death toll reached 200,000, the magnitude of that number seemed unimaginable. Now it pushes toward 300,000, though the promise of several vaccines at least offers hope. For now, members of our families, friends whom we love dearly, people we've never met but whose work has touched us, continue to die. The virus is a blanket problem that hits all of us in painfully personal, targeted ways. Meanwhile, our president himself contracted the virus just days after being pumped through with steroids and experimental treatments, emerged in public, still almost beyond doubt contagious, to crow that if he could kick the disease, we could too. Shortly thereafter, he lost an election and insisted he hadn't. More gaslighting, but at least we're having some success stopping up the valve that's emitting the fumes. Democracy isn't dead yet. Somehow, we patched it up with a scrap of duct tape just in time. Will it hold? Americans are inherently optimistic. It's why our allies like us, even if they secretly mock us behind our backs, but we don't care. We're a nation with our thumbs perpetually stuck in our suspenders. Our optimism is our most ridiculous trait and our greatest. It can't always be morning in America. Sometimes we have to get through the darkest hour just before. The aurora bides its time.